Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan or Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock.
J Chronicles. Nah. We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Heavy Sunday nights of time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making, then they reppin' grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine. From the first record to zone.
What?
My Divas do it, how you rockin' to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear the voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mix. This is what talking is best. Here go that number so you can connect.
323-693-3043.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna die.
Radio Divas. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Moulin Rouge. Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
Oh.
Moulin Rouge. Mr. Mina here.
Radio Divas. Le Ride.
Drive around at the partition, please. Drive around at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. 45 minutes to get all dressed up.
Come now. And we're back.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, and you are tuned in to another episode of Radio Divas. I am with the lovely ladies tonight. We have the love doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. How you doing tonight, darling?
I am here, excited about tonight's show. It's super excited.
Super excited. I love that.
Yes.
What's up? We are in the building with brand promoter from Curly Q Promotions. We got your girl, Miss Quita V. How you doing, sis?
Hello, this is Quita V checking in, checking out, trying to figure out how to talk on the radio. Hi.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, you know what? Guess what?
She keep it real.
I was really actually talking to myself, like, you know what? How do people listen? Let me see. Let me try to extra proper, or let me just go ahead and be down to earth. You know, I was really going through some moments this weekend.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can only be yourself. That's the best
yeah.
message.
Okay.
I love it. That's what's up. All right, and we are joined by my personal friend, good sister of mine, you know what I'm saying, Miss Chief from Ground Hard Radio and Beat Shop Promotion. She will be filling in for Miss Chief tonight. Sis, how you doing?
Got over you.
Hello, everyone.
That's
my listeners. Salute to Mika. Salute to Erica Arthur, Quita V. Thank you guys for including me in on your episode for Radio Diva. I'm Miss Chief from Beat Shop from San Diego, California. I'm a radio personality for Grindhard Radio, which is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, vice president of Grindhard Radio and president of Time to Build. So, Radio Diva, let's get it. Let's get it on.
What's up? I love it. I love the
you,
energy tonight.
You are my heart. I love you, girl. You are my
Thank
heart.
Thank you, queen. I love spirited women.
Yeah, hot.com. You on that list too, baby.
Yes. Glad to hear.
That's what's up. Yeah, indeed. And as always, DJ Saxy, she will be definitely here in spirit. We salute you, sis. She is on another tour.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? That's how these ladies do. They busy. They do
Beautiful.
Their things. Radio Divas. Ladies, how was y'all weekend? I'm going to start off with the love, Dr. Mrs. Erica Arthur. What's going on with you? What you working on, Dr.?
Oh, my goodness. What is not going on? It has been such a madhouse. I had to actually, like, send someone a screenshot of the fact that I have 20 voicemail messages that I did not even get a chance to listen to yet. Like,
oh,
nah, really, I'm not avoiding you. It's been nuts. He would be like, yeah, all right. But I'm like, no, really. So, you know, just getting it in with Authenticity Speaks, my blog, Authenticity Speaks, writing poetry. I've been writing a lot of poetry, so I'm looking forward to getting into that later. That love thing, that heart thing, that mind thing, it's all connected, all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the process of working on some things for Inspiration with E, which is my new brand, Inspiring People. Everyday people inspiring everyday people. Healed to do the same, inspired to inspire others is my motto. So I'm really working on recruiting people to
That's beautiful.
I'm excited about it, to record 1-minute videos. So on my Instagram page, it's new, Inspiration with E. We have people
love
who are
it,
submitting one-minute videos of inspiration, just everyday people.
Mm.
So you have cancer survivors,
I've
you have
been
veterans, people with,
I love
oh
that.
My goodness,
that's
just
a
so
good
incident.
Idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been so encouraging. To, and then some of them write quotes, others just do poetry against, you know, trying to support people who have been suicidal. So I love the fact that it's just regular folk encouraging everyday folk.
Yes.
Yes,
love it.
So that's what's
love
popping.
It.
Yep.
That's what's up. I love
it's definitely
it. We need more positive
because they're
stuff
all
like
so
that.
Different and versatile with their stories.
Yeah.
I love checking that out.
Yeah.
We need more of that stuff on social media, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aside from the stuff we said about, I love it.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur, you always doing your thing, sis, and you are the inspiration. So I salute you on that.
Thank you for that, sir. Much respect and salute.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Love, darling. Miss Quita V, I heard you was a busy bee this weekend, darling. They say you just buzzing all around from here to there. What's going on, sis?
Yeah,
I know you're working on an event campaign. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Definitely working on a couple of things. I'll be excited when I can just sit on my sofa for a whole weekend and do nothing. But, you know, right
cool.
now I'm definitely excited. A buggy little birdie got put in my ear with a couple of individuals. So right now, the latest and greatest, we are putting together a cruise for 2018. Just throwing that out there. A little
networking cruise.
So I'm definitely excited about that because I have personally never planned a professional cruise before. I've done stuff personally, you know, with family and friends or whatnot, but I've never done anything this big before. So I'm really excited.
That's awesome, nervous.
Either way it goes, it's going to be great. If there's anybody with their own personal ships that would like to follow the boat out there just to make sure I feel comfortable, hey, come on with us. It's no problem. We're going to work this out.
No, but that's so cool. A networking cruise, sis, that's big. Keep me posted.
Yes. Yes, definitely, because I feel like we can all definitely use that, especially since we all have plenty of time to plan ahead and accordingly, and there's going to be a lot of things. We're trying to get everything, like the excursions and everything, put together so it'll be a lot less for everyone to worry about. We're all busy being out here, so. You know, it's
going to
work, and it's
going to
happen.
That's what's up. Salute.
I love your enthusiasm. I
love you,
Queen. You're just amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the only way to make it happen. Got to stay encouraged.
Much respect.
We're going to throw it to Miss Chief. How's your weekend been, darling?
Well, it's pretty much like the same. I probably run about 30 different accounts. So God has blessed me to be very, very, very busy. You know, like you were saying, promotion and getting things out there. Persistent. If you keep persistent, things happen. And right now, I'm excited to say that my post reach, as far as my promotion, is meeting 6.7 million people. So I'm really excited. Yes, so I'm really excited about that. I've been working with some pretty awesome clients. The restaurant that I'm promoting for just expanded their building. And
excellent.
So we're, you know, they're going to be adding jazz, or they're going to be adding music, like, you know, live stage, you know, and these are things that, you know, I'm like their baby. I've seen them grow. They've seen me grow. They were my first client, so we kind of grew together. This weekend, I've been working on a lot of promo, a lot of, as far as like visuals. I had a lot of catch up to do. I was doing a lot of promotion as far as the shows that are coming up. You know, pretty much we have like a show like probably every month. So this weekend, what I work, so I'm pretty busy, but I'm like on autopilot all the time. So it doesn't bother me. I have become OCD in it, but that helps me too. You know, and so I just keep going and keep going. So when, Dick called me, I was watching Animal Planet. You know, I was watching Animal Planet, and I took a little short break. I don't ever get a break from promotion, but here I am, and I'm glad to be with you, Divas.
So glad that you're here.
Glad to have me.
I'm having fun in what I do, you know, and as long as you keep the negative out of there, you're going to meet negative people. But as long as you keep that out and you don't catch them cues where they're trying to talk stuff and everything, you'd be all right. It's all about positive to me, and I don't digest any negative. So, as far as my weekend, you know, my sanctuary was at peace, and I got to do a little bit of what I wanted to, and I'm back at work.
I love it. It's just like Mama used to say, got to have peace in your house. I love that. That's what's up. So, ladies, we got an incredible interview tonight. We got singer, songwriter, actress. She's actually a good friend of mine out of Las Vegas, Miss Carolyn Scott. I've interviewed her. I think she's the only female on Grind Hard Radio to have the most interviews. We had to interview her at least three, four times. I thought she would be good for Radio D. It was like, y'all, she got a good spirit. She's down to earth, and her music is incredible. I really feel that y'all ladies going to love that tonight, you know. So I want to shout out our listeners online. If y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043, please hit up the Radio Divas. You got your boy, H.R. Smith. He's listening to y'all ladies right now, you know. So we're going to give him a little virtual shout-out.
Hello, brother.
Yeah, give him a virtual shout-out.
That book is out.
Yes, it is. Speaking of books, sis, you took me right into the topic for the night. Speaking of books, we know a lot of authors. We've had authors come on Radio Divas, Grind Hard Radio, the Sade Champagne Show, basically the whole network. So I want to take a topic that we talked about earlier in the week. If you could write a book about your life, what would the title be?
Lord Jesus.
I got deep with it, Erica.
Was that Erica? Was that Erica?
You came out the box swinging.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Good topic. And it's something to think about. So we're gonna switch it up a little bit. Miss Quita V, what's your thoughts on that topic, Bella?
You ready? Oh,
yeah, we're gonna put it on you, baby.
Okay, that's fine.
Fire the gun.
Let's see. The topic of my book would be called Things You Can't Make Up. The things in life you cannot make up.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I think I'll go with that. Because every time I think about my life or certain situations, I'm just like, you know what? If a person was not there to witness or just really be there to see what was going on, they would not. I mean, there's no way in the world you would ever believe that.
They
like,
would think you crazy,
Seriously. Like,
I can agree with that.
Seriously, I think that's how reality TV got started. Like, you know what? I need a camera following me around at all times because I mean, seriously, people, what's up?
Okay, I like that. That's a good one, sis.
Yeah.
Love it.
Much love. Miss Chief, what's your thoughts on the topic?
I'm going to go back to what we remember when we were talking on Reinhardt. And my title, again, would be Flower. And I actually started a book. I was so legit that I start writing. I have two, but one that I'm really focusing on is called Flower. And it's basically different stories of women, you know, referencing them to flowers. Far as, because you know how you have to make sure you have good ground. You have to water that flower. You have to talk to that flower. You got to be nice to that flower so it can produce and make more flowers. So in my book, I'm talking different stories about, you know, the first one, her name is Flower, and she's, you know, it's about stories of that people have told me, personal stories, of course, characters are changed, but it's all about how we become who we are, and we react to things how we are because of the things that we've gone through, you know. And at the end, I haven't gotten to the end of Flower, but at the end, there's going to be some type of solution that she has to admit to what she has contributed into what is going on in her life.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be, like, different flowers, different, you know, lily, rose. You know, rose has thorns, you know, the snapdragon, you know, all kinds of different flowers and everything. But it's going to be kind of like the Cody. Everybody ever read The Cold Is Winter?
I have not. Sounds like something I could have, though.
I'm going to tag you guys in this. It's about a young lady that she just had a very unfortunate life and, you know, through her parents. And because she only knew that type of life, that's how she lived. Mm-hmm. And she ends up, you know, bumping her head up against a lot of walls until she got it, you know?
Wow.
Something to think about.
Awesome.
No doubt. All right, love, doctor. What you got for us, sis? What's the title of that book?
Okay, so first let me just say that I have, this is like confirmation, but a little bit differently than what I've thought about. So if I were to do an actual autobiography, it would be a really long title, which I know doesn't surprise you guys. It would be like a comedy drama, and it would be called God Started Doing Stand-Up and Obviously Needed New Material. So
I love it though.
That's good.
To the universe. I like that.
Yeah.
That was pretty much
I needed new material.
Okay.
I ain't mad at that. it was just basically it's like that's awesome. What my life is anyway. It's like an action-packed comedy dramedy. Is that what they call it? I think that's like a.
I think so.
That
comedy.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and
of course, it would have to be like released with the soundtrack. So it would like a banging music soundtrack with all my favorite artists and songs, etc., etc. So we'll just leave it at that.
I love it. All right,
thank
so ladies, darling. We should have.
Don't be trying to scroll past that shit like you're not getting ready to give us. Wait, what?
I knew you were going to She caught me. Wow. All right, so
yes,
I got to say
my all I'm all the way in there.
All right, Miss Queen of V, I see you tonight, baby. All right, she got me. Oh, now look, I'm going to keep it real because y'all know I'm going to just put it out there. I've been hosting radio for years. This is my passion. This is something that I wanted to do since I was very young. And I was doing one-on-one interviews maybe a couple of years ago, and I had a good friend of mine, you know, want to be a comedian or whatever, and he said, who the hell you think you are, the Black Larry King? And once he said that, I took it and ran with it. You know, so the title of my book would be The Black Larry King. And Larry King is actually one of the hosts of television and radio that I do look up to be honest with you, you know, so it
That's
makes sense.
Right.
You know, and I feel like he was trying to say that to be funny, and I took this and turned it into something whole. Yeah, I got a mixtape title.
Love it.
The Black Larry King.
And
that album can be found, that mixtape can be found on Tapesauce too. And it's
Tapesauce.com.
You guys haven't listened to it, he is funny.
Those
skits.
Love
oh my gosh. Happy laughing.
Thanks, sis.
Proud of
that. That was a good plug.
Yeah, definitely proud. Definitely.
But I really would. And you know, with that title, too, it could be an autobiography. It could be something funny, whatever the case may be. But it's a good title. So that will definitely be the name of my book.
I think it will be good. I think it'll be a great
biography.
Uh-oh. Oh, ladies.
We have company.
Sound like we got. The guest of the night in the building. I want y'all to give it up for singer, songwriter, and actress. It's your girl, Miss Carolyn Scott. Carolyn, you are live in the building.
Hi,
what's going on?
Hello, Sweetie.
We in here.
Welcome
to Radio Divas.
Thank
See,
you.
See, Carolyn's tired of hearing my voice. I talked to her so much, she's just like, Jit, why are you here tonight? I know that's what you're thinking.
Don't be stingy. We want to share. We
knew I was
going
to talk to
you
later.
Yeah, you cannot escape.
Yeah.
So, Carolyn, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a chance to talk to the ladies, the lovely ladies of Radio Divas, but I definitely want you to get acquainted with them. So, I'm going to start off the first question before I pass it over to the panel. And just tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your grind, sis. You know, how you do your thing.
Well, I am a singer, I'm a songwriter, a model, and an actress, and I am independent currently. I just literally today, actually, I just finished the last day of tour. I've been on tour all summer.
Congratulations.
The Go Hard or Go Home tour. Thank you. The Go Hard or Go Home tour. I apologize. We didn't get down to Florida. We didn't get to Cali, but I'll be there. I'm a humble individual. I work very hard, and that's just me.
No doubt. Now, sis, I do got to put this question out there real quick because I talked to you as you started off the tour. You saying you just finished it. Like, sis, what was that experience like? You know, I'm pretty sure it wasn't what you thought it was going to be because, you know, you were like, oh, I'm kind of nervous, you know, and stuff like that. But everything I saw, sis, you knocked it out of the ballpark, you know. So what was the experience like? And I just want to know that.
You know what? It was amazing. It was very eye-opening to see the people vibe with me, to see the people from different states love my music. It was very eye-opening and very, honestly, healing, you know what I mean? In a weird way, it was very healing. It was very... it was a spiritual experience. That may sound crazy to some people, but it's very much a spiritual experience when you're singing songs that you wrote you know, you conjured up this, these ideas and thoughts in your mind, and you're physically mm-hmm. watching. You're watching them manifest in other people. You're watching the spirit that you share connect with others, you know, and it's really a life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I salute you, sis. And I knew you can do it, and you're going to do many more, you know. So I salute you. I'm going to turn it over to the ladies of Radio Divas, and we're going to throw it to Miss Erica Arthur.
Okay.
Salute, sis. This is Eve.
Hey.
Indigo and Salute. How are you on Twitter and on Instagram?
I am
blessed.
How are you?
Speak. I'm wonderful. I'm so glad to finally meet with you. I just followed you on social media, and we're doing live tweeting with your feedback and all of the amazing things that you're going to share with our listeners tonight. First of all, congratulations. I was marinating on what you said about it being a spiritual experience. I remember mm-hmm. seeing D'Angelo in concert years ago. I mean, like years ago. And that was, and still to this day, in terms of a secular concert that I would deem a spiritual experience, God knows it was that. And so I know exactly what you mean when you're feeding off of the audience and it's, mm-hmm. it's an intimate setting and you're able mm-hmm. to pour out your music and
oh, yeah.
It is indescribable.
Mm-hmm. It definitely, it's a high. It definitely is a high.
It is. It's nothing like that to get that instant feedback as well. Mm-hmm. You can see it in their eyes. So how would you describe your style? If you had to describe your style, how would you describe it?
I think I'm like a rock star. I'm a rock star,
mm-hmm.
but like, I think I'm like a soul star. I'm a soul rock star.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Soul rock star. Love that. Tell me more.
It took me a second to actually define me because I'm mm-hmm. not that great at talking about me, as weird as that sounds. I'm just not. Like, I'm not, oh, hey, I'm this, I'm that. I'm not that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just, put it like this. I use the passion that I have for the experiences I've went through to write songs, to write music. And I feel that the music that's drawing people to me now is music that I wrote when I was going through a phase in my life of dealing with heartbreak and hardships
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
family issues and things like that. So for people to catch on to me at that part of my journey and follow
mm-hmm.
me now, I really appreciate that and love that because the Carolyn Scott of now is happy. The Carolyn Scott of now,
mm-hmm.
she still will definitely tell you about herself.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but I am more happy. And when you're more happy in your life, you talk more about
mm-hmm.
more mature ideas, more mature things that people go through. Like a lot of the music that people know me for, I wrote when I was about, you know, 20, 21. You know, now I'm older,
mm-hmm.
I'm over 25, which is going to say that. And
mm-hmm.
I write about more things that matter to my life and my age
mm-hmm.
with people. You know, so I'm more mature
mm-hmm.
in my writing and my music.
More seasons.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. What caused the shift between Carolyn of yesterday and the Carolyn of now?
When I tell you it's the fans, the fans,
mm-hmm.
the people, because I'm telling you, I never picked up a pen and pad and said, hey, I'm going to write this perfect song for the people to love me. I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up
mm-hmm.
my pen and pad and I wrote what I was going through and people happened to like it. That's
right.
That's the basis of where my artistry starts. And the fact that I stick to that
mm-hmm.
is what makes me so unique as an artist because I'm not trying to impress nobody. I'm just trying to be me, you know, and
mm-hmm.
people just happen
mm-hmm.
to like me being me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that's the fans
have made me evolve.
I love that. I love that. I appreciate you taking my questions. I may have one for you later on, but right now I'm going to pitch it to Quita V in the building. Thank you so much, Mama.
And unfortunately, ladies, Quita V had to make an early exit, so we're going to go ahead and throw it to Miss Chief.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Queen. Okay. Hi, Queen.
Hello,
how are
Queen.
You?
How are you?
Fine. And you know I love your music.
I was just
listening to Feeling and Dying.
Oh, God. Wait. You a real fan. You went to the mixtape. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Hold on.
And what you were saying about how, you know, you were at one place and now you're at another place in your life and how, you know, I just see in you that you're going to have fans, whatever, because you're not, like you say, you're not all about yourself. It's about teaching. It's like through your music, it's like you opened up your soul. People, it's hard for people to write a song and to be able mm-hmm. to tell what's really going on in their
yes.
life. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then for someone else that's going through that to hear that, they're recognizing with you. They have, you
mm-hmm.
know, they have this bond with you. And I say, you know, you're in this happy world now that you're touring and everything. My question, because I'm going to get out of that because I am a fan. My question is, I want you to tell all the listeners how you had to struggle to get to where you are now. Within your personal life, being happy, you weren't happy then, but you're happy now. But, you know, how did you get there? And then also, in your music career, what was the struggle? That's a two-part, I guess. You know, what did you have to do to get to that point? Because, you know, a lot of people don't go on tours. They're not blessed to do all of this.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, a lot of people don't invest in themselves, and that's not my
right.
fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The thing is, people have to understand that this music business is cutthroat. This ain't no
right.
hold your hand atmosphere. It's just not. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is, people really look at the music business as it's a joke because they see so many theatrics and they see so many clown-ass
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for my French.
No, you are right.
But it's very shark eat shark business because there's so many ways in this business that you can get screwed over on like
mm-hmm.
the back end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I would say, what did it take for me to get to the point of touring? Learning the business. You can't just jump in something because you think you're good at it. You have to learn the swimmers that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. That's why a lot of people. I'm not even gonna say that.
Go
you know
ahead,
what I'm gonna say it because this is Radio Diva. Anyway,
and this is reality.
So that's why
radio.
A lot of people look at Lauryn Hill and got kind of mad at Lauryn Hill because she spoke up on things that were actually going wrong in the industry.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with her for speaking up, but the thing was, she spoke
her.
Up
yeah.
too soon.
Yeah.
She wasn't solidified
right.
as an artist yet. And that goes
mm-hmm.
back to what I'm saying when I say that you have to learn the business in this game to be in the game to try to change the game.
Right. That's a good
you know
answer.
What I mean?
That's a good answer, Carolyn. I love that answer.
Now, what was
the
second question? I didn't get to answer that.
And the second part was, you emotionally, how did you have to get to that point? You know, because you could break up with somebody and still be stuck in that same, you know, era of what happened to you. But how did you reach, for ladies or men, how did you reach the point where you were okay with yourself and it showed through your music?
Oh, wow. Let me think about that.
Like, it had to be some turning point where you were like, you know what? I'm over this.
That's a good question.
You know,
that is
I'm
a
over
very
this.
Good question. I believe it came down to Carolyn. Do you care about Carolyn or no? And
yeah.
the thing is,
you just gave me chills. Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping it real. You have to get to the point in yourself. Like, yes, you can get beat down mentally, physically, emotionally, and all that kind of stuff, you know. But you have to get to the point in yourself where you're like, you know what, I'm a winner. I'm a
mm-hmm.
winner. This ain't going to kill me. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was nothing but God. Nothing but
mm-hmm.
God, honey, because I'll tell you right there, my music is real. I don't know whether people be faking the funk or making up stuff because they dope at lyricism or what, but my music is 100% real. And that's why when people watch me live, that's why people love to watch me live, because I go back to that place. I'm not just about to sing this song to you. I end up crying a lot of the times when I'm performing live because I go back to that place. And the thing I would say about me and my music, it's just real. Like, I want to trap that moment, you know? What took me there, it was God. God talked. It was a lot of talking to God to get me to the point of getting even back into doing music out of all of the stuff I went through. And, I mean, people may say, oh, heartbreak ain't nothing. But I went through a heartbreak. Then I lost
Come
my best
here.
Friend. Wait, then I lost my father, and then I lost my best friend. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So I went through a lot. And it took nothing but God for me to even get back into music. And I'm so serious. When I say I have to talk to God every night to get me to go to sleep for like 3 months.
Wow.
It took nothing but God, man. It takes, you got to heal from the inside out. You have to
heal from the inside out.
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm looking for, because people don't understand that. And
people in the world. There's so many people in the world that are not completely healed, but they have this mask on their face, and then they wonder why they keep getting in messed up relationships. They wonder why they can't keep a job, because you never got to you. You never really healed. You know, and I guess that's one of the things that helped me. I literally threw myself into my music too. After I, got my connection with God stronger, I threw myself into my career. I really did. Like, I did not stop. When I tell you, I've been on a 18-hour day for the last 3 years. I don't sleep at all.
You.
So,
yeah. I feel you. Well, thank you for answering my question. That was beautiful. That the last
you had made me think on that one.
Man, that was what I was looking for, because it's a lot of artists out there and they make these songs of what they think people want to hear. But really,
that's right.
People want to hear.
Y'all suck at that.
They want to connect with you. They really want to connect. And I think a lot of the artists that do so well, like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, all these great writers, it's because they wrote from their heart. That's really related with what they were saying. So thank you, Queen. And I am a fan.
No problem. You know what? I want to share something with you. I was just in Atlanta on this tour that I was part of. I was just in Atlanta. And I don't know what kind of stuff God be having over me, some type of something. But I happen to be just chilling. No joke. I happen to be just chilling with Janelle Monáe's drummer.
Ooh,
and didn't even know it.
Wow.
Didn't even
God,
know it, right?
See how God
we
just
kicking
you? You see how
so
you
we just kicking
you?
It.
Yeah.
And guess what? Wait. But guess what? So we just kicking it. His bass player ended up sending me some records and everything. I'm working on the records and heading on my way back to Atlanta next month. But
shut up.
Look at
get
God.
This.
Look at God.
Why the
oh
next day?
God.
But get this. My cousins, because I have some cousins down there in Atlanta that are kind of popping. Because they was on the BET rap show with Jermaine Dupri, my one cousin. So I was down there kicking it with them. And guess who's just chilling, sitting at the bar? T.I.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
And me and my spirit, y'all can tell. You can already tell me and my spirit. I walk right up on them.
Yeah.
I did. I said, hey, how you doing? My name is Terrell Scott. Here's my flyer.
But he likes to discover artists, too,
Yes, yes. That's why I did it, because he has a label. I don't just walk up on anybody. But that's why I did it, because he has a label. He actually has a good ear for good music.
Right. He does.
Yes.
That's
and
why I like that. But
you.
I said that to say that God is everything. And if you walk with God, there's no door that somebody can close in your face that he ain't going to open the window for. And I promise you, I'm living that fact. I'm breathing that fact, okay? How many times people have closed the door in my face and turned around, I walk right through the door with somebody else and they have to say hi to me?
I know that's right. Yeah, you're right.
I stress that to everybody who knows me. God is everything, and learn the business.
Amen.
Those are two things you don't always hear from Carol Scott.
That's good. That's good advice, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or you might hear me say, hey, what's happening, my brother?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. What's happening, my sister?
I do.
How do you
find Carolyn?
I'm sorry, stretch you, baby girl. How do you find people respond to that sincerity in this day and age? There's so much pain out there.
It depends where you're at, actually.
Yeah.
I totally know exactly what you're asking. I totally know because I live in Las Vegas, and the compare and contrast from Las Vegas and Atlanta smacked me so hard this past week because I'm so used to, before I ever moved to Vegas, I'm from Milwaukee, I'm from up north, you know, we all, hey, how you doing, yes ma'am, no ma'am. All of that, you know. And then when I moved to Vegas, I remember I would, you know, you walk down the street, you smile at somebody, say hi. They thought I was crazy. Like, people would look at me like something was wrong because I smiled at them. So it was like, just like, kind of, it depends on where you're at, like I said. And it's nothing wrong with the people. It's just they're so used to people trying to scam or scheme. And when you're in areas like that, you know, it's just the difference of area. But I'll tell you right now, I loved Atlanta. I loved it. I literally loved it. I said yes, ma'am, for the ladies. They were accepting to it, you know. I literally loved it. So it just depends on where you're at and the people.
Your surroundings. Yeah.
Because I met people all across, you know, I live in Las Vegas, so I met people from all across the globe. It literally just depends on the people.
I hear mentorship. When you speak, and I hear you're pouring into other women and pouring into younger women, do you do that? And is that something that you've been thinking about?
Yes, I definitely do that all the time. But I would love to do it on a professional scale level. I just do it randomly throughout my life, and like people that I come across, and my nieces and stuff like that, and you know, at shows and stuff. But I would literally love that, because I've done it once before. And I swear it gave me a joy that you just cannot imagine. You just can't compare. It's like one of those heartwarming things.
That's beautiful. I would challenge you to write that down. Write the vision and make that plain is what I keep hearing when you speak. So, yeah.
Speak to young girls about all I've been through? Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that block.
But that's the whole thing. We're not ours. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be on here. I started as a guest almost 2.5 years ago.
Same with me. Yep.
And so, you know, I remember the first time I called in. I was talking about my blog and poetry and all that stuff. I think it was like, all right, this is a hip hop show. Who are your favorite artists?
Can I get a 16?
He was like, that's wonderful, but where's the street cred? And I'm like, I ain't want to go there. But born and reared in Brooklyn, New York, here we go. And he was like, oh, you really do know hip hop. So it's like, I say that to say that, you know, you really don't know how God is going to do things and when God is going to do things. And so I feel you, but I do challenge you that, because I keep hearing God say it. You just really don't know where that may be. The fact that it is a burden of yours could very well lead to a foundation, a nonprofit organization. You don't know what God's going to do, but I keep hearing mentorship when you speak.
Can I tell you something?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
You're speaking that to me. I don't even know why I'm telling you this, because I don't know you. I ain't never met you a day in my life. But
no, ma'am.
It's in my heart and my spirit to do that so much. Like, I love singing and I love writing, you know, and things like that. But the new Carolyn Scott, I promise you, she's walking in exactly what you are speaking of. The new music that I'm putting out, I have a song right now called Black Girl. When I tell you, every other song I sing from my heart, and you know, I sing from my emotion. I sing Black Girl from my spirit and my passion. That's a whole nother level.
I believe it. Yeah.
I believe it.
Yes, it is.
And I never even knew about that level until I wrote that song and sang it live. Because the first time I ever sang it live was at the Black History Festival. And when I tell you, I saw like 12 little girls in the front row. When I tell you, it came out of me like water.
Wow.
It like, because I just want...
I swear, like, you don't even know what you're speaking, but that is really where my heart is. That's really where my heart is. I love to sing, okay? I love to write. But if I could change a life.
I know, baby girl, because that's what he said when you were talking, and I'm very, very clear in that voice. It's the same voice that told me to prepare to be a mother when I was barren for the first 4 years of my marriage. So I don't play. When I hear God speak, I don't play with that. So that's why I said it. Married for 4 years. They said I could not have children. And God said, prepare to be a mother. He said, prepare to be a mother. And I'll never forget what that felt like. I felt stupid telling people God said, prepare to be a mother. It's like, you can't even have kids. I was getting ready to sign a contract with a girl group that I was singing in. Hear me when I say, Carolyn. And God said, don't sign, prepare to be a mother. And they said, that could be 3 years, 9 years, never. Within 6 months, I found out I was already 6 weeks without a 15-year-old.
Wow.
So you hear that? I don't play with that.
Look at God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where that's coming from.
I love that.
That's a voice I don't ignore.
I know, that's right.
So blessings in advance and rejoicing with you in advance.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations in advance.
You know what my dream is? My dream is to perform Black Girls on the Black Girls Rock Show on BET.
Ooh. Oh, awesome.
It's coming to you, sis.
That would be awesome. Yes. Cuz I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna catch the Holy Ghost and more. Do you feel me?
And more.
Boy, every Black girl in there going,
like, I know her.
She's a Black girl.
Yes. I'll be like, I know her. That's Carolyn.
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to wear tennis shoes on purpose. Like, on purpose. Because I'm jumping in that crowd, boy. I promise you, I'm taking a leap of faith. I'm taking a leap.
Okay.
I am. So, speaking of beautiful music. Miss Carolyn Scott, ladies, we got some music. You know, we got that heartbreaker. We got that dance. We want to play both of those tracks, Carolyn, but I want to know which one you want to introduce first on Radio Divas.
We are in an uppity mood right now. We're going to play dance. Let the people know.
All right, go ahead and formally introduce that thing, darling. And we'll throw it on for you.
Thank you so much. My name is Carolyn Scott. For everybody out there in Radio Land, right now you're tuned in to Radio Divas, and they're playing my single, Dance. Let's go.
Get it.
Radio Diva. Am I on break now? Yeah.
Quit
sharing. On the boardwalk in old Milwaukee, we dancing right. And he told me that he loved me as he stared in my eyes. He held my hand so tight and I let it go that night and it felt so right. Emotional inside, letting go of my pride and it felt so right, so right, so right. Yeah, we danced, we danced.
Get down, we dance, yeah, we dance.
so we can see it. Don't worry about the people, we gon' let them all see us get down. Doing the funky four corners in the Spain. We ain't worried, we just doing our thing. But if you got the stuff and you can cut a rug, come on and get down with us.
Now get down.
Turn around.
Get down so hard, yeah, me and my baby.
Now get down.
Down.
Swim out.
Cutting the wood, playing food, yeah, going crazy.
Back to New Orleans, honey, because I'm going to go right down on Bourbon Street and make me a little parody video.
Okay. I know that's right.
That's right all over the Apple Music.
Wow.
I can hear the
turtle. Yes. Oh, my God, my friends hit me. They're tuning in right now from Vegas, New York, and Chicago. I'm so excited.
Salute, everybody.
Salute.
Yes.
So,
yes,
sis, what's
I'm
the
so
next
excited.
Track you want to play? And I want you to stay online for just a little bit more, because when we come back, I got a couple more questions for you.
Okay, cool. And I got a surprise for you.
Ooh.
What's
I literally
what's
just
up?
Found out right now how we was on air.
Love it. Love surprises.
Love surprises.
Yes, yes. Y'all.
I'm going on another tour, y'all.
Oh,
wow.
Shoot.
Wow.
And I just
found out. Yes,
that's
happening. Things, oh, bless you, sis.
It's all it'll
love
be in set with FMG and Clover G artists.
Wow.
And blessings to them as well. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, boy, I'm about to be out here, you know what I'm saying, with Rick Ross money.
Okay.
I know that's right.
For starters.
I know that's
get
right.
It, says,
right.
Get it, get it. Love it, love it. What a blessing.
So,
love
Michelle, it. What's the next congratulations and what's the next question you want to request?
You know,
I love
that.
Love
y'all. But we're going to say the next record is going to be, hey, this is my baby, y'all. This is the one that broke Carolyn Scott, you guys. So, you know, every time I hear this, I go back to getting my feelings. So I hope you all can appreciate this. It's called Stay.
Carolyn Scott, live on Radio Divas. Let's get it.
Put your bags back down and hear me out. Just hear what I say. It seems that we're through. All we do is argue. We ain't happy, babe. You say that it's over. Hearing this, all we've been through, we gotta work this out, babe. I love you, babe. I wanna make this right, don't make me cry. We got a love that's better. I need you here by my side. Stay.
Love it. Love it, love it, love
soul.
It, love it.
That's soul.
Yes,
that
that's another
soul.
One. That's
I'll
another
be in my
one.
Feelings.
That's another one. That's awesome.
Girl,
love
you know
it,
what? They had me singing that on tour, right? And I sang that on tour in Atlanta. And I had to tell myself, like, you know what, Carolyn, it's okay. Just do it. Just do it. Because I had been drinking that night. And I was already emotional. Girl,
no.
I sang the hell out of that song, girl. I sang the hell out of that song, girl. And I'm like,
no,
you did. I brought the homie on stage.
Oh,
I brought a fan on stage, girl. I was singing. I was on my knees singing, girl. It was so live. Girl,
you got that
yeah.
on my, do you have that, sister one recorded?
Yes, I do, actually.
I need y'all.
Love
I want to
my publicist.
Yeah, I want to.
I have a publicist. She recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Fax Media.
Oh.
She is amazing. Marche Cody. She's amazing. She recorded it.
You got to
hey,
that. I wonder, based on what you're sharing with us, are you ever compared to like Fantasia in terms of her style? Because I see her bringing that gospel guttural to singing from her gut out of pain and like kicking like her shoes off. You know what I mean? Even a pack of
you know what?
From that gut.
You hit it. I heard that. I heard that years ago when I was first coming out, like from actually from one of my ex boyfriends. He would love to just listen to me sing, and he would say I reminded him of Fantasia. But I never heard that again. You know who I hear now? I hear a lot of Jasmine Sullivan, and I hear
I like Jasmine.
I hear that at least once a week. Or I hear as
beat.
Far as stage
it's
presence.
That jazzy.
Yeah. And people that have seen
gospel.
Me live, I get
mm-hmm.
Diana and Tina Turner.
Oh, that's a compliment. You
yes,
compliment.
That is.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Yes.
Cause see, when I'm doing dance, when I'm performing dance live, that's when I get Tina.
Mm-hmm.
These legs be moving, honey. I be moving.
Okay.
But when I'm doing
Walmart.
Yes. Shut up, girl. But when I do stay, I get Diana because I have like a really big smile and I'm like really small.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
look at me. I hear this all the time. They're like, "How is that voice coming out of that itty bitty person?" Because I'm like 115 pounds soaking wet, but I sound like a deal. Like it's so weird.
No, you got a beautiful voice.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. My voice came from pain, and a lot of people don't. Know that, but I started. I'll be honest with you. I started singing, of course, you know, in angel choir, or whatever, like that, as a kid. I was five. I was in church, you know, singing. I loved it. It was wonderful. But I started really putting my emotion in it when I play piano as well. When I started playing the two together, I began playing piano because my mother and my grandmother would argue so much. The piano was the only thing louder than both of them. So I would sit there. I would literally bang the shit out of these keys because they were just so loud. So I got good at it.
That is funny.
Love it.
That's so I got good at it.
Love
so
that.
I got good
the
at banging
Scott.
These keys, man. And then I put the two together, and that's when I was like, you know what? I'm down with this. This is cool.
No doubt.
I started there.
So, Ms. Carolyn Scott, is there any place or websites that folks can go and check out your music if they want to connect with you, work, book you, because you know you stay busy. You know, let the folks know where they can follow you at on social media and all that good stuff.
Oh, definitely. Just CarolynScott.com first if you want to just go get everything right away.
What's
you go to Carolyn.com. That's CarolynScott. You know what's so funny? I just checked my inbox and somebody just called me Fantasia right now. For the Carolyn Scott account, you want everything, have all of my bio, my gallery, tour dates,
send me a personal message. The good thing about CarolynScott.com is that if you send me a message, it literally goes straight to my personal cell phone. Yeah,
that's amazing.
So you're talking
yeah.
to me.
Excellent,
yeah.
baby
and,
girl.
But if, you know, if you're on your own social media, you can just type in Carolyn Scott anywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. It's just one word, Carolyn Scott, CarolynScott. And that's mm-hmm. it, anywhere. You can even put that in Google, and it's going to pop up as me. As
I
long as
right.
you spell your name right. You got to spell it right, or you're going to get some old dog trainer.
Make sure you spell it right. That's what's up.
And I.
Carolyn, I want to know, do you have any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
So let's give it to him again. Hold on. CarolynScott. Spell it right now, y'all. One stop this time.
.com. .com.
.com.
I love this lady. I'll tell you, she is a ball of fire. So is there any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or your supporters? And we thank you again, sis, for coming to Radio Divas.
No problem.
Thank
I really
you,
appreciate sir. I really appreciate Radio Divas. I really appreciate the whole Grindhard family. You guys are really
thank you.
A really great help to me. You guys are really such a gift and a blessing to me because you actually are real. And I can come on here and just be myself. I don't have to worry about should I say this, should I say that? Because I really don't like that. You know, I'm the type of person. First of all, I ain't had no media training, so I don't even like that.
Right.
So I really appreciate the fact that I can just be myself. I appreciate the fact that you all are open to me being myself. As far as, yes, I'm an R&B singer. Yes, I'm a pop singer, but I'm very spiritual. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are accepting to that, because some people would be trying to brush me off and stuff like that with some of the things that I say. So I'm just very appreciative. You guys, we literally have been rocking for about a couple years now, Grindhard Radio,
yes,
the whole
team. Yeah, exactly. At least about 3 years, Carolyn.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
So,
at the very
least. Appreciate you guys.
We salute you, darling.
Awesome.
Yeah, salute. Don't be a stranger. You know you welcome here at any time, and your voice and your music is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Once again, darling, we thank you.
What's going on down there? I can get down myself to Florida.
Well, you know, it's a lot going on. We got the Diamond Awards coming up, too, sis. It's a lot of awards. It's award season, so it's always a function. It's always an event down here in Florida, from Jacksonville to Orlando to Miami.
Oh, well, let me know. Especially anything
so we
coming
up. So we're going to be in contact, sis.
Yes, she still.
Definitely. Well, once again,
Donald,
we thank you for coming to Radio Divas tonight. Definitely.
Yes,
thank you,
I
sis.
Will be.
Yes, definitely keeping in contact. I gotta get all their music.
Yes, please do, girl. You know, I got a lot of new stuff coming out, so I like with everybody, all my fans and stuff. I like to stay connected, especially if you're from out of state, because I like to really meet you when I come to your state and perform. I really want to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, she knows me. Like, I kind of feel like we know each other, you know?
Right.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, right. That networking. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. You know, I'm just a new person, man. I just happen to write about what I feel and sing it.
And
it's
you
beautiful.
Do it well.
It's beautiful. Yeah,
yeah.
You do, Carolyn. You really do. Thank you. Thank
we
you very
salute
much.
You once again, darling.
Thank you
thank
very
you for
much.
Coming
thank
through,
you.
And God bless.
God bless you all.
No doubt.
Bye-bye.
That was beautiful.
That was
amazing.
Yeah.
It was. It
known
really
her for
was.
Years. I watched her progression. I mean, she's really doing it, you know. So when she said the thing about the Black Girls Rock, like, you know, sometimes you put stuff out there in the universe and you never know what happens, you know. So you got
to
take that leap on faith and not on fear.
I wanted to say publicly to you, Miss Erica, you are an awesome, phenomenal woman. I was just telling Jit, I said, I need more spiritual friends like you. I said, I just sent you a message. I'm going to be checking in with you because, you know, you women need that, and you provide that.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I'm honored.
So, yes. Yes, definitely. I will be
checking
in.
You're not going to bring me to tears. I wear that kind of eyeliner where you can get nail polish, hair, pay your light bill.
I'm just calling it like I see it. You know what I'm saying? And just you speak it, and you like, you know how you said you had that voice. Like, everybody should have that voice that God is talking to them. And personal relationship, you know. And sometimes you stray. I was raised up in the church, and sometimes you stray away from it because other people want you to use your talent to where they see fit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I need to get back home.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm honored. And your family, real talk. And I have nothing but love and respect for you and your squad. So you know where to find me, baby girl. I got you.
Oh, I'm going to be talking to you.
Yes.
And I wanted to throw this out there real quick, too, because towards the end of the season of Radio Divas, because Erica's got a big announcement she's going to be making about the Ground Hard Radio Network. So y'all got to stay in tune to Radio Divas, groundhardradio.com. We got information coming for y'all very soon. Ladies, we're going to take a quick music break.
Okay.
We're going to keep this thing moving.
Okay.
Y'all keep it locked to Radio Divas. It's your girl, Lil Mo, with I'm a Diva, live on Radio Divas.
Ooh, okay.
Keep it locked.
Let's get it.
Me to face my fears, thought I told you once before.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Diva. You're now tuned in to Radio Diva. With Authenticity. Speaks with Erica Arthur. Inspirational thoughts. On the Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas.
You're listening to Radio Divas on Grindhard Radio, and I'm Erica Arthur of AuthenticitySpeaks.com. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about in-between breaths. On my blog recently, I had an opportunity to share from my heart about what's been going on with all of the racial divide and with all of the pain and all of the anguish that everyone is dealing with that nobody really wants to talk about. On my blog, AuthenticitySpeaks.com, I got an opportunity to breathe myself. It's important to have an opportunity and a space to breathe. It's important to have people that you can talk to. A lot of times when we're pulled on so much and when we're mothers and when we're wives and when we're aunties and sisters and daughters, you're going to have people that look up to you, people that want answers. But where do you go? Like, honestly, where do you go? Who do you go to talk to when you need help? And so I just want to share a little bit about the importance of taking time to breathe for yourself. It starts off very simply. It says here, in between breaths, that I've been trying to catch my breath. And every time I attempted to put pen to paper about the horrific events unfolding in the world, another hideous event would happen. From terror attacks to the evil murders of unarmed African Americans by those called to protect and serve, to the catastrophic retaliation. I believe we are living in the last days. In between these treasured breaths that we're gifted with, it's easy to be discouraged and hard to stay positive. But breathing is vital. It's vital to not only take a moment to breathe, it's necessary. And I implore you to breathe. In between breaths, I pray that you're not only strengthened, I pray that you're alert enough to notice those who are not breathing around you, those who are having a hard time coping. You know what, sisters, would you stop and think about those not coping? We're living in a time, if we're honest, that it's every man for himself and God is for all. But if we're honest about it, we know what it feels like for someone to take their mask off just for a minute to put it on us, to make sure that we're breathing, to make sure that we're all right. Now, I know you're busy, and I know that your schedule can be a little on the cluttered side. But whenever you get an opportunity, I want you to not only stop, drop, and roll, I want you to stop and check on someone else. Check on a neighbor. Check on your cousin you haven't heard from in a while. What about your old classmate that keeps running across your mind? Hey, it may be a neighbor. It may be a coworker. It could be a stranger that you run into on the bus stop who looks like they just really need some extra help. Don't be afraid to reach out, because you remember what it felt like when somebody took a moment to reach out to you. This is Erica Arthur here, chilling with the lovely ladies on Grind Hard Radio. But if you're looking for more inspiration, you can meet me on my blog at AuthenticitySpeaks.com. Now, authenticity is spelled a little differently. It's AuthenticitySpeaks.com. Speaks.com. That's AuthenticitySpeaks.com. And I also love to talk about love. So if you love love poetry, meet me on Instagram at AuthenticitySpeaks. Again, this is Radio Divas. Peace.
That was beautiful.
You are a classy lady, Ms. Erica.
That was beautiful.
Classy.
That was beautiful.
A mainstay at Radio Divas. Sis, I commend you. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to rewind a little bit. See, that touch, Erica, I already know. That's definitely what's up. That's what's up. So, ladies.
Yeah. It did.
Sis, the wind down.
It did, y'all.
I know it did, sis. It's all
Ooh,
good, but we appreciate you so
me.
Much.
Thank
you do
so
a
much
lot
for that. I'm like,
everybody all the time.
Oh,
you do.
My goodness. Y'all blessing me. I'm telling you, we're gonna do a GoFundMe for some doggone new dollar eyeline. I'm trying to tell you.
Stop making me cry. Stop it.
Reality.
Stop it.
Thank
you. You blessed me.
I love y'all,
thank
ladies. And let me just tell y'all something.
Much
this
love.
Is probably one of the best seasons of Radio Divas. I mean, ladies, y'all should be proud of yourself. Eight seasons. Season eight. You know, here's the season nine and many more.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
With that being said, we're going to wrap up. Nice night. Incredible show. Great guest. Miss Mika, we love you. DJ Saxy, salute, darling. Miss Chief, thank you so much for coming through. So I want you to go
I
ahead
don't
and get
mind
your
at
shout
all.
Out there, darling. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
thank you for that.
I enjoy
don't be
myself.
A stranger too, sis.
No,
Miss Chief,
will
you
not.
Do good on this show. You do
I
very good
on
this show.
I'm mad that I haven't tuned in more. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, I feel like I will be here, Erica. I will be here. I'll come check
awesome.
In because I need what you did.
Forgot
the words that
awesome
you
learning.
Just oh my gosh, the words that you just said, being, you know, to stop and breathe, that hit home.
Mm. Awesome. Hit home for me again too, sis. It really, really did. And salute not only to DJ Saxy, Quita V, Ms. Chibi Shop, Jit, much respect to you for holding down, but we must show love to Ms. Mika in her absence. We love you and we miss you, baby girl.
Love you, sis.
I love,
love
you guys.
Too. Much love.
That's what's up. That's love. We're going to wrap it up like that, ladies. I think this is nice. We're going to end it in a nice little bow. Thank you for listening to Radio Divas, Erica Arthur, Ms. Chief, Ms. Mika, Quita V. We love y'all for listening. Thank you and good night. GroundHardRadio.com. Radio
good night.
Divas.
Be safe.
Peace.
Thank you. and